Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Beauty Talk Beauty News. I'm your host, Janice Pinnell, and we decided today that we would not do a show so that we can enjoy the Super Bowl, but we will take the time out to share some beauty news with you, so I'm going to turn the next few minutes over to my sister, Denise.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Super Bowl Sunday. Welcome to the Beauty Lounge. First up, Royal and Langnickel, one of my favorite brush companies, is offering 20% off on your next online purchase, and you can use the discount code IMATS23, IMATS23. This offer expires February 19th, so you can go on to their website, royalbrush.com, for more information on brushes, prices, and to receive your discount. Again, the discount code is IMATS23, IMATS23, and this offer expires February 19th. If you're participating in Marietta Carter Narcisse's 52-week money challenge, you should have saved $15 by now. For more information on the money challenge and how you can keep track of the money that you have earned and the money you have spent, you can purchase Marietta's 2014 makeup planner, and you can go to her website to purchase that. It's www.MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com. You can follow Marietta on Twitter and on Facebook, Marietta Carter Narcisse, but you can also follow the makeup planner on Facebook as well. And Marietta on Twitter is Marietta CN. And speaking of Marietta, Janice and I this past week had the opportunity to participate in one of Marietta's workshops, her script breakdown and set etiquette class. Now, when I decided to participate in this class, I know all about script breakdown. I taught myself how to break down a script and all that kind of stuff. So I thought, well, this will be a great refresher, and maybe, you know, Marietta knows something that I don't know. You know, we'll find out. And then this, on the set etiquette note, I thought, well, set etiquette, I mean, that's simple. That's easy. It's just set etiquette. So I was kind of wrong. Set etiquette was what I thought set etiquette was, but Marietta's class, it's so intense. There's so much more to both topics, script breakdown and set etiquette. Everything that you want to learn about the set and, you know, what goes on a set, who participates in the whole process on the set, every single position is covered. Every single piece of equipment seems like she covers it all. Like, Marietta is so detailed. I mean, it's unreal what you learn in her class. So if anybody's interested in film and TV and, you know, how to conduct yourself on set, as well as, you know, who people are on set and what, you know, what their responsibilities are on set, and just learning all the set terminology and how to break down a script and how to shop for supplies based on your script, how to plan, you know, who you're going to hire based on your script, this is the class for you. Anything and everything you want to learn about film and TV and how to work in film and TV, this script breakdown and set etiquette class is for you. And again, like I said, the class is intense. You will learn a lot. You will participate a lot. Participation is required. You will have homework.
You'll do homework.
Yeah, you'll have quizzes and everything. But, you know, it's a great class. Like, you really learn. And Marietta's, the tools that she used to conduct this class, they're awesome. I don't want to give it away. But, you know, you feel like you're taking a college course online. That's all I can say about
Absolutely.
It. It's worth the money you pay. The class is $500, and it's worth every penny. And did you want to say something, give your opinion about thought about it?
I just wanted to add that when I took the class, I tried to approach it with fresh eyes, like something very new, like I didn't know anything.
Right.
Like my sister said earlier, you know, we've both been doing this for about 16 years, and we've broken down several scripts. But I tried to approach it like it was something that I've never seen before, and I'm so happy that I did, because it was like a fresh new perspective. I learned a lot about how she does things and why she does them that way, and it's just something that I could add to what I'm already doing. So it was great to have that attitude toward the class so that I could get a lot out of the class, and I did. I got a lot out of the class. I think that class and all of her classes are great for beginners and for pros who've been doing it for a while. So
it's definitely just good for anybody in makeup who, yeah, it's good for anybody in makeup who really want to do, you know, makeup for film and TV. You know how people go to makeup schools and, you know, they learn makeup, they learn beauty makeup, they learn special effects depending on the school, depending on the program. Marietta's classes are classes that should be a part of the curriculum for, you know, certain makeup schools. Like, I mean, it's almost like she should be teaching this class. Even you know, as an online format, it's still fine to teach this class. I mean, it's not about how to do a smoky eye. It's not about how to do brows or anything like that, how to apply foundation, highlighting, contour. It's nothing about that. It's everything else that you need to know about, you know, about doing makeup. You know, it's the whole business side. You know, no, it's not how to send out an invoice or anything like that. But it's basically everything else when it comes to film and TV. It's everything else. And that's why I'm looking forward to her next class, which is this month in February. It's Minding Your Makeup Business. That is when you're probably going to learn more about, like, the real business side as far as, you know, not necessarily what goes on set, but more so on, you know, as you as a makeup artist, how to handle your business. This whole makeup artistry thing, you know, that we think is so fun and so glamorous and it's great. We get to work with celebrities and whatever it is. We get to, you know, Fashion Week. We could just, you know, work with beautiful models or whatever it is that you do in the makeup industry. This class will be the class that you need to take. This is going to be the class of, you know, pretty much how to handle your business as a makeup artist, as a freelancer. You are your own boss. You know, you are your own employee. This is your business. And that class is being held February 16th through 19th. And this all, again, takes place online in the convenience of your own home or wherever you decide to take these classes. And classes are held 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or they're held 7 to 10 p.m. The class we took was actually 7 to 10 p.m., which is great because if you're working during the day, it's perfect. But again, if you're working during the day and you take one of Marietta's classes, just know that you will work. During the class, you know, like I said, it's class participation is mandatory. You have homework. You have quizzes. And they're challenging. The homework's challenging. The quizzes can be challenging. You can learn in the class and take a quiz and think, oh, that's easy. But, you know, the questions are a little tricky sometimes. But it's a great learning model, and I wouldn't be sitting here, you know, promoting it if I didn't receive anything from it. And I got so much more than I thought I would have, because, you know, you can go in again thinking, okay, I think I know everything there is about this, but again, like you said, I was being open, you know, and just kind of, you know, willing to you know, whatever it was that Marietta had to teach, I was willing to learn from her, and, you know, but boy, did I pick up so much more.
so much.
And also for those, for those people who like to have proof that they took a class or what have you, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe she does mail out some type of certificate of completion or something like that at the end.
Right. And you can go to Marietta's website to find out more information on workshops by Marietta. Again, it's MariettaCarter-Narcisse.com, or you can call 754-227-9194, or you can email workshopsbymarietta@gmail.com. And the last thing that I have for tonight is Las Vegas's Battle of the Strands, the extreme battle among the world's best in beauty, October 6th of this year in Las Vegas, Battle of the Strands. Battle of the Strands is a hair, makeup, nails, and wardrobe competition, not a trade show, but a competition among the most reputable salons in the U.S. and around the world. They hold live qualifier rounds in partnership with major trade shows and media organizations, gathering hundreds of attendees in each round. In 2013, they held an online battle that has generated over 50,000 votes across 24 salon teams who were vying for a spot to come to Vegas for the final battle. They feature industry icons and celebrities in master education classes to judge elimination challenges and to be a part of celebrating exceptional talent from around the world. So if you're interested in this competition, you can check them out online, battleofthestrands.com, battleofthestrands.biz, or you can email info@battleofthestrands.com. Or you can email Christina with a K at battleofthestrands.com, or you can call 702-750-2410. You can follow them on Facebook, Battle of the Strands, or you can follow them on Twitter, Battle of Strands on Twitter. And Facebook, it's Battle of the Strands on Facebook. So this should be an interesting competition. I'll make sure I bring any updates that I can about this. And for those of you who may be, you know, Denver fans, I think they finally scored a touchdown.
Yeah, they finally scored a touchdown.
And a two-point conversion, as if that was going to help at this point.
Right.
Sorry if you're a Denver fan.
That's a sign. That's a sign that they're on a roll now. So.
Right. But I'm looking for Seattle to win this. I don't really support either team, but if I have to choose, I guess I'll go for Seattle.
I'm going for Seattle because they have three North Carolina State University alumni playing on that team.
That's right. That's right. I forgot. Russell Wilson.
So we repping the Wolfpack. So we're going with Seattle. All right. So just to remind you all to continue to follow us on Facebook and like our Beauty Talk Facebook page, Beauty Talk Online. Follow us on Instagram at
beauty underscore talk underscore media. Correct. And on Twitter is beauty underscore talk.
Correct. All right. So continue to follow us on our social media account, and we'll follow you right back. And join us, please, next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another edition of Beauty Talk. And we'll announce that that guest in a couple of days. Have a great week, everybody.
Good night. Have a great week.